This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is a step closer to offering new rebates on home energy upgrades. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The state announced the launch of its Home Energy and Appliance Rebates Program this morning. It'll eventually distribute $46 million to make homes more energy efficient and cut their reliance on fossil fuels. It's starting by directing federal funding to existing services for low-income residents. Sometime next year, it'll also offer consumers direct discounts on all-electric stoves, heat pumps, dryers, and other products. The funding comes from the Inflation Reduction Act, the landmark climate law signed by President Biden in 2022. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools released more detailed criteria that it will consider when closing schools. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
How full schools are and whether neighborhood enrollment is declining are the first two criteria. Other factors include how many students choose out to attend a school outside the school's boundaries, programs that schools offer, building quality, and school performance. Superintendent Alex Marrero says some argue the district should have addressed this years ago when it first knew a demographic decline was coming. He'll release a list of schools recommended for closure next week. The board will vote on closures 2 weeks later. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A wildfire near Divide was 60% contained as of last night. A lot of people are still out of their homes, and Teller County Sheriff Jason Mikesell says people want to return.
I can't let you back in until we can let you back in, and that has to come through a fire science method and making sure it's a safe time to go back in.
Evacuation orders have been in effect for some 700 homes. This is CPR News.